We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to Crimson Drive, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota. Roger Hoover now pleased to be joined by Alabama outfielder Andrew Pinckney. And first of all, Pink, how's the season going for you?
Season going pretty good. You know, just trying to go out there and win games and, you know, just put competitive at-bats together. And, it's going pretty good. Just trying to just play hard, and that's what I'm doing. So,
what can you tell us about your approach at the plate right now?
I'm really just trying not to get cheated by the fastball. When I had struggles in the past, I was, you know, taking fastballs really in the count and getting down in 0-1, 0-2 counts. So I'm just trying to stay aggressive and just take the fastball to right center and let everything else take care of itself.
And we've seen you, of course, this season have some power, some home runs for the Crimson Tide. Is that something you're looking to do, or are you mostly just focused on hitting the ball hard?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course, everybody wants to hit home runs. I don't know. It's not something I've really been trying to like intentionally do. It's just been sort of trying to hit the ball hard. And, you know, sometimes it gets elevated and it leaves the yard, or I just put a really good swing on it and I show more power than I thought I had. So it's just more of a consequential thing of me just trying to barrel up balls rather than trying to lift the ball or trying to hit home runs.
Baseball is such an up and down sport. We've seen the Crimson Tide play really well at times this season, some long winning streaks, some tough losing streaks as well. Just how do you guys try to manage inside the clubhouse the ups and downs the season can bring?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to kind of just manage the emotions of all that. You know, you can get really high and really low. It's important to just, you know, stick to the same thing, stick to your same mindset going into every game and just trying to take each game, you know, one game at a time, because you start thinking ahead or looking back, it gets all lost in the shuffle. So just keeping the same neutral mindset every day and just going out there and just playing hard is, I feel like, is the best way to kind of combat that.
Well, again, we've seen some good performance for you at the plate so far this season, but also when you're playing in the outfield, whether it's in right field, whether it's in center field, people have been taking notice of your strong throwing arm, getting some out on the base paths. Just how much fun is that when you look back and you see that people are really celebrating what you can do in the outfield, not only making great catch, but also throwing out people either at third base or at home?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really fun. You know, in the SEC, I feel like with the corner outfielders, everybody thinks that they're just guys that can hit and can't really throw or play defense. So it gives you a lot of opportunities to kind of, you know, people a lot of times test me with my arm, and, you know, I've been able to do that my whole life. So just throwing it as hard as I can and just making a good throw, I'm pretty confident I can get it out there. So
your teammates saying to you what everyone is on Twitter saying, like, oh, not on pink, or, you know, don't run on pink? Does that happen a lot when you get back in the dugout after a throw like that?
That's kind of funny because, you know, they see me do that in practice a lot. And when we take in and out, I try to air it out a little bit and make a strong throw. So they've all seen me do it. So it's more of a please run so we can get him out. So funny.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So with your strong throwing arm, have you ever pitched before in your career?
You know, in high school, I pitched a little bit. Not really to the point where I could throw strikes or anything like that. I hit a lot of batters and, you know, walked a lot of guys. So it was more of a, I threw hard, so they just threw me in there and I got a couple outs. But it wasn't ever a, you know, starting pitcher kind of thing.
Well, speaking of your high school playing days, I understand you also played basketball. What kind of basketball player were you?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as kind of like an athletic two guard. Just really played good defense. And, you know, I had my spots. I was good at the corner three. Had a good little mid-range game. So scoring the basketball wasn't necessarily my strongest suit. But if you got me in the right spot, I could light up the scoreboard a little bit.
Any of your high school teammates go on to play college basketball, or anyone you played against that our fans may know about?
Yeah, actually – I played with Jordan Lyons. He was a senior when I was a freshman. He was at Furman. He put up 30 against Alabama like 2 years ago. So that's the only guy that's played against the Tide so far. But, you know, a couple guys that went like D2, JUCO ball, that sort of thing. So, but he's definitely the biggest name.
Well, that's certainly good to hear about. And for you, of course, starting to play baseball and basketball as a youngster, was your dad a big influence? He was a great college player at Grambling.
Yeah, you know, my dad always told me, like, you know, you can play basketball, but I just can't teach you it. You know, I played baseball since I was able to walk. So that was definitely like my main thing. And I just kind of picked up basketball because my friends were playing it and it was just fun. So, you know, it was just fun to, you know, stay in shape and be ready for baseball season. But the whole time I was, you know, just ready for baseball season to come around. So.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And of course, growing up around Atlanta, just high school, but youth baseball and then high school baseball is so competitive. How did that make you a better baseball player?
You know, I think it's just kind of helps me with the, you know, dealing with the crowds and these big crowds in the SEC, because, you know, going to like South Georgia or, you know, North Atlanta to play baseball, it's like lots of people come to play or come to watch. And it's just, you know, the environments are pretty comparable to what we see at Mississippi State or Ole Miss. And I think just kind of being able to manage that and manage your emotions with loud crowds and people yelling at you has just kind of helped me out there.
Are you seeing a lot of those guys as you play throughout the SEC or even some non-conference games that Alabama plays in?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I'll look at the roster and be like, oh, I played against this guy, or, you know, I remember him, or he struck me out or whatever. So it's just like, I don't know, it's a chance to kind of either get back at him or kind of, you know, keep going how I beat him last time. So.
And sticking with you and your high school days, starting to think about playing some college baseball, what made Alabama stand out, and what can you tell us as well about your family connection to Alabama?
Yeah, so my mom was born in Tuscaloosa, and I was born in Tuscaloosa. So we kind of grew up Tide fans, and I knew it was definitely a place I wanted to go. And, you know, I had other, you know, interests in other places, obviously. But, you know, when Coach Bo called and I toured the place, it was just an easy decision, and I instantly wanted to come here. So,
And has that, we've heard from a lot of players that Coach Bo, the recruiter, is the exact same guy you get as the head coach. Has that been your experience as well?
Yeah, I think so. He's definitely just like a, he's very, you know what you're going to get out of him. You know what I mean? Like, he brings the same kind of energy and mentality to the park every day. So it's definitely good to have that kind of consistency to know, like, all right, like, you're going to practice knowing what you're going to get, and we're just going to show up and work hard and, you know, try and put a season together, you know.
And for you, looking back at your freshman year in 2020, you really didn't get to see much game action, had a lot of practice. I'm sure for you, you're anxious to get on the field, and then all of a sudden the season gets cut short very abruptly. How did you manage the emotions of everything in that 2020 season?
You know, I think that honestly, like, really helped me to become who I am today. When quarantine hit, I just had a lot of time to myself, and I just kind of just worked really hard, and I got to speak with a lot of, like, pro guys and college guys that had gotten sent home too. So just being able to work out with them and kind of get their advice and have them help me with my swing really, really helped me. And, you know, then I got to go to the Northwoods that next summer, and, you know, just really started to build some momentum. So
how much did that experience in the Northwoods League help you for what we're seeing this year?
It was awesome. I mean, I had leadoff every day and got 250 at bats. I mean, you just can't get 250 at bats and not get any better, you know? So it was just really good to be able to play every day and have to kind of go through that tough schedule so that, you know, now I'm like, I'm ready to play however many games in a row or whatever it may be. So.
Well, for you, you've gotten to play a lot of right field, of course, this season, though, with William Hammeter being banged up some. Sometimes you've been in center field, but I want to ask you about your time in right field when we're at home in Tuscaloosa. We got the right field Rangers right behind you. Do you guys talk much back and forth? Do they make you kind of tip your cap? Anything crazy like that while you're out there?
Gosh, I know it's kind of a weird relationship because, you know, Tommy was out there at first, and it was like they were loving Tommy, and I kind of got thrown out there, and they were like, well, where's Tommy? Like, we want Tommy. So I'm trying to work my way in there, trying to get their love a little bit. But, you know, I tip my cap every once in a while, try to interact with them. So I'm working my way in there, I think.
That's pretty good. But you're not doing the gritty after you catch fly ball out like Tommy is.
Yeah, Tommy, he really wants me to do it. I'm struggling with it. You know, I don't want to get caught on camera. That's a tough one. I don't know what to do about that.
Well, you know, Tommy's been able to do that. And we've seen Caden Rose, he's been playing a lot next to, you know, last year he had some incredible diving catches. This year he's had a few as well. What's it like to watch him make an athletic play like we've seen him make time in, time out?
Yeah, I mean, I know he can do it. So if I see a ball and I think, you know, there's a chance, I'm telling him, like, go get it. Like, I'll just back you up. And if they get a double, then they get a double. Just keep trying to go get it. And, you know, we can live with the outcome of that. And most of the time he makes the catch, so.
Certainly does. Well, Andrew, we still have 3 weeks left to go in SEC baseball before the SEC tournament. Just in your opinion, what's most important for this team right now? What's the focus of this group leading into this series against LSU?
Yeah, we just got to just put the whole game together. A lot of times it's, you know, we play eight good innings and then there's just one inning that kills us, or the pitching's really great and the hitting's not showing up or whatever it may be. So just putting a whole game together for nine innings is what we really need to just focus on. And when we do that, you know, everything takes care of itself and we have a really good result. So,
well, we're looking forward to it. Alabama against LSU coming up this weekend. We'll see Andrew Pinckney in the lineup for the Crimson Tide. Just, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us and giving us this insights on your career and the Alabama baseball team. Roll Tide. Best of luck to you.
Roll Tide. Thank you.